Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Strong speech from President Biden. But let's follow his advice and take a look at the Republican response from Alabama Junior Senator Katie Britt.
Good evening, America. My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the great people of Alabama. But tonight, I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. I'll be performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. You see, I'm not just a senator. I'm a wife, a mother, and the craziest in the Target parking lot.
Oh my God. I had not watched SNL. I typically don't watch it until like Monday afternoon or something like that. I just often don't have time on a Saturday or Sunday. So many other things going on. But Scarlett Johansson was brilliant. This was the kind of thing you get from people who have spent a decade doing an impression of somebody. The impression that she did of Katie Britt was just pitch perfect. Visually, of course, she looks somewhat like her when you put the wig on, but all of it. It was pretty good.
I'm worried about the future of our children, and this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to woman voters, and women love kitchen. But seriously, my husband Wesley and I just watched President Biden's speech, and what I saw was the performance of a permanent politician. But me, I'm not performing. I'm not.
And then she did like the fainting wife wave, you know, the Hey, look, I told you before, I'll say it again. I agreed with most of the substance of what Katie Britt said, but I don't think anybody ever wins in these responses. They always look weird, awkward. I mean, remember Marco Rubio taking the drink of water and all? It's just like, it never works. It always makes, nobody ever comes away thinking, nailed it, right, on the Republican response. So,
first and foremost, I'm a mom. And like any mom, I'm going to do a pivot out of nowhere into a shockingly violent story about sex trafficking. And rest assured, every detail about it is real, except the year, where it took place, and who was president when it happened.
Because that's been the follow-up is, let's just say the details on the story about the, you know, illegal immigrant have not exactly held up, right?
And tonight, I am not just responding to the State of the Union. I am also selling these gorgeous bejeweled cross necklaces. This affinity diamond necklace goes with anything, and you can wear it from the church to the club.
It's about the trafficking story. Sorry, it's in the legal room. The trafficking story.
And now I'm going to get weirdly seductive for no apparent reason. As I was saying.
So accurate.
The American dream has turned into a nightmare. You know, my husband Wesley and I spend a lot of time in this kitchen worrying. Kitchens are where families have the hard conversations. Like the one we'll have tomorrow about how mommy freaked out the entire country.
Look, I mean, the one thing I will say, by the way, the opening before this where they did Biden is completely dumb. I didn't even bother playing them for you because it wasn't funny. They sometimes know how to satirize conservatives. They still haven't figured out how to satirize their own people very well, which is sad because I think you ought to be able to satire anybody, really. But no, this was genuinely pitch perfect. This was Tina Fey doing Sarah Palin. I mean, right. This was on point.
Yeah. American people who are struggling right now know this. We hear you. We see you. We smell you. We're inside your kitchen right now, looking through your fridge. And what's that on the top shelf? Migrants. I think that analogy went well.
Oh, man. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic. What can you say? Oh, Jake's got traffic on the fives. Yeah, I think it was even, what was the thing I saw? I think it was even Hannity had said, so Katie.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Go ahead, Jake.
Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach is really slow this morning, as well as Highway 98 westbound getting through Tiger Point and getting into Gulf Breeze proper. You're going to see a lot of slowdown westbound as well. The front gate in NES is backed up to Sunset. Other than that, if you're coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, you're looking good. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee is clear as well. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Palafox, Garden Street, all those are checking in good. If you do see anything out there on our roadways slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, man. One of the just my favorite developments in local restaurants has happened. It's the thing I had almost started to believe never would, and then when it did, I'm like, no, really? So there's a restaurant based out of Crestview called Pounders. It's a Hawaiian grill, and they're kind of, the idea is, you know, Ohana family style Hawaiian food, and it's, ever since we have discovered it years ago, that's the place we always stop. Whenever we're coming back from elsewhere in Florida, or like my son and I go play airsoft in Holt sometimes, we'll drive through there. Always. We bring it home. If the other kids aren't with it, we bring it home because they'll get angry at me if I don't bring it home. It's their favorite. Teriyaki chicken, teriyaki steak, Kalua pig, garlic chicken, the rice, the macaroni, just all of it is it's so good. And every time, literally every time I go there, I go into the kitchen and I say, when are you guys coming to Pensacola? And I found out since they've come here that other people do the same thing, and they finally figured it out. So they're here. They're open. They actually had their grand opening over the weekend. Pounder's Hawaiian Grill is open in the mall, or like in the front area in front of Academy Sports, the old Dickies, right? That little standalone building. And, man, I'm irrationally exuberant about this. Check them out on North Davis Highway, Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. It is genuinely fantastic.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock, on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Man's got to know his limitations.
The freedom state. But if you step back and think about it, none of us has the freedom to own our own house. All we do is rent them from the government. We can call it a tax, but what it is a rent payment. And if you don't pay it, they take your house away. Thank you.
Could not agree more. Property taxes philosophically make no sense. How do you explain that somebody owes to pay back to other people through government for the fact that they own a home or that they own property? It doesn't make any sense. At least, you know, a sales tax makes sense because you're engaging in commerce made possible by government providing of the market and protecting of the market. But why should you have to rent your house from the government every single year? Property taxes make no sense. And the idea that people owe, what, more because they have a bigger house? The ad valorem concept in property taxes? Why does the guy with the big house need to pay more to support the school district than the guy that has a small house? What relationship to logic does that have? Except for, well, they've got money and they don't have money, and so we're going to got to get our money from somewhere. It's nuts. So I'm glad that Randy Fine in his farewell speech was talking about this and, you know, made a point of it. That's why they're studying. One of the things that they're going to study is the prospect of moving away from having property taxes in the state of Florida and to having a consumption tax, or what they call in Europe a VAT tax. We probably wouldn't do it a value added. We'd probably just do it at end of point of sale, you know, basic sales tax. In this speech, one of the things that he said I thought was really good, he said nobody remembers us, but they'll remember the effect of the policies that we leave behind. That's such a good point. Nobody remembers. You know, you can put the pictures up on the wall, but at a certain point, the beginning of the pictures ages off, you know, and it's barely anybody remembers the governor, even, let alone a state representative from 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. I mean, maybe they get some piece of infrastructure named for him, but, you know, look what happens then. You don't, the Beale Bridge. Okay, who's that? You know, like, nobody knows. And that's true. The effect of the policies, even there, which, by the way, just as a side note, you know, one of the things that we do a lot in life is we try to get credit for stuff. And I will tell you, it was a major shift for me in realizing that, you know, I don't need to get credit for the things that I do. I mean, I still want to. Don't get me wrong. I'm a vain, selfish person like everybody else. Maybe more so in some cases. It offends me not to get credit for the things that I do. You know, I'd like to get credit. I'm just being honest with you. But I always have to tell myself, yeah, but the credit giver that really matters sees everything. You know, I mean, God sees. And the Bible's kind of clear. Like, you can get your credit now or you can get your credit later. Well, later probably pays off better. So, you know, sometimes it's okay maybe not to get credit for everything. You know, you just trust in the one who gives all the credit that really matters. Anyway, he was going on, talked about Michelle Salzman and the Dozier School bill, but he also talked about Governor DeSantis. And I thought this was particularly, he didn't name any of the people, which I thought was kind of a clever rhetorical trick, but really good point being made also.
And while he is not here today, I would be remiss if I didn't note that 100 years from now, few will even remember a middle-class baseball player who became governor. But they will remember, in one of this state's greatest times of need, he saved it. He saved my sons and millions of children from being victims of the greatest example of child abuse in the history of this country. He, and he alone, did not allow their educations to be stolen.
During COVID. Amen, brother. We still don't know the long-term consequences of the difference between lockdown school policies elsewhere in the country and go-to-school policies here in the state of Florida. The early evidence is huge, and all the harm that was done to so many other kids elsewhere and that was not done on anywhere near the scale to the kids here in the great state of Florida. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has now been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston County, South Carolina, says he died over the weekend from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah, and he had just given testimony, and he was scheduled to give more testimony as the whistleblower against Boeing. You know, it's certainly the kind of case. Like, if this story took place in Russia, you would assume different things. You know,
absolutely.
And with all of the pressures facing Boeing, I mean, is it possible that the guy just suddenly decided that his life wasn't worth living after all of this? I mean, it's possible, you know. Is it possible that they got to him and made it look like a suicide? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying it's a very natural thing to question
the
official
Boeing
narrative
thing
in this
case.
Well,
this Boeing thing has cost a lot of people a whole lot of money. So.
Oh, yeah. A lot more than the kind of thing that puts a county commissioner underneath the house. Just saying, you know, it's believe what you believe about the things that happen, right? Go ahead, David.
House Republicans moving forward with a vote on a bill this week that would effectively ban TikTok. A vote on that measure scheduled for tomorrow. It would require the app's parent company, ByteDance, to sell off TikTok. President Biden said he would sign it into law. And Airbnb is banning indoor security cameras from all Airbnb properties. They made that announcement yesterday. They previously allowed indoor cameras to be used in common areas. This comes after customer complaints and a skit about the issue on SNL recently.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen things on social media about, hey, you got to go investigate in your room to make sure that they don't, you know, shine a light on it and see if it comes out blue or whatever. And, it's, you know, there's a part of me that's like, A, yes, super creepy to imagine. B, like, whatever. If some picture of me is what you need in your life, sad for you more than for me. David, thanks so much for the update. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense, you know, no internet. But I imagine that's going to be a big deal for some of the beach house rentals where they probably have security inside as a way of protecting their investment, you know, let alone for protecting against external, but protecting against damage in case something happens so that they have the evidence and they're not going to be able to be doing Airbnb anymore, or they're going to have to get rid of those particular cameras. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, not seeing much out there on our roadways now. Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point is slow, as well as getting into Gulf Breeze proper westbound on Highway 98 there. And the front gate at NES was backed up to sunset the last time I checked. If anybody has eyes on that, please let me know. Otherwise, around town, Highway 90 getting out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 29 is clear from the cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And Lillian Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you do see anything out there slowing you down, let me know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Going out of the Board of County Commissioners meeting in Escambia County last week during the public forum, this is a woman named Velda Jewel Overby.
And many other members of the Escambia County Republican Executive Committee sent emails to the commissioners urging this county to cut ties, all ties, with the American Library Association and the Florida Library Association. The American Library Association has made it their mission to sexualize our children using public school libraries. We appreciate you putting this issue on the agenda and ask all of you to vote in our favor and say yes to defunding the American Library Association and the Florida Library Association. Remove their influence from Escambia County schools.
So she talks about that and why the ALA is dangerous in her opinion and for their recent leader who's an open Marxist and all of the things connected with the ALA. And Commissioner Burgosh says, well, let's settle this right now. And he brings Todd Humble up from the library.
Escambia County does not participate. Escambia County is not a member of the library, American Library. No, you've already had your time. Is not a member. Our staff that were members before, after October of 2023, the state cut ties with the American Library Association. They did elect a new president who has some views that, hey, this is America, he can have those views, but we're not supporting it with Escambia County tax dollars. So I just wanted to make sure folks realize that. Todd, go ahead and come on up. Let's go ahead and take care of this right now. Make sure we don't want rumors being spread around. My understanding from staff, Ms. Overby, is that we're not spending one red dime of Escambia taxpayer money on the American Library Association. Is that correct?
This current fiscal year, we have not spent one dime of county money. Last fiscal year, yes. In 22-23, before Florida decided they would not do grant activities with ALA, yes, we did have members with memberships.
But going forward, we're cutting ties with them.
I've not renewed any publications from them and not renewed any staff memberships with them.
Thank you.
And we've never had an institutional membership.
Never had an institutional membership. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that. No, I appreciate the concerns. I read the letter. I read the links. I understand the concerns. And with respect to us in the county, we're not spending your taxpayer dollars.
Commissioner Lumen, May's thought.
And Jeff, I'm glad you said that, and I'm not going to weigh into that, but if you want to censor cell phones, I mean, censor all the things that children are exposed to. I mean, so quite frankly, when you look at our libraries, our kids are not checking out books. I mean, look at our periodicals, look at our books, our kids are being checking out, they're not checking out books. I mean, the danger is the danger of where kids are going on social media, the danger of kids are being listening to that. So, I mean, obviously, we want to protect our children as much as possible.
Right, which is why we're also pushing to not allow kids on social media. And I thought Burgosh had a really good comment saying that unsupervised phones make anything that the libraries do look like child's play. And Lumen's right. People don't check out books in the library anymore. Right? So, doesn't mean we can't do a little in the good direction, but we should do more. Agreed?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Inflation's ticked up a bit. Consumer prices up 0.4% last month, up 3.2% over the last year.
Energy jumping 2.3% month to month. Gasoline up 3.8% month to month. Housing 0.4%.
Chuck Sony with Fox Business. Transcripts are released of former President Biden's interview with a special counsel investigating his mishandling of classified documents. And there's a House Judiciary Committee hearing about it this morning.
Republicans are expected to grill former special counsel Robert Hur about what he learned of President Biden's age, his abilities, and his memory. Hur's report, which came out a month ago, had generated considerable pushback from the White House after the White House claimed that Hur was operating as a political instigator as opposed to an investigator.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Hur says he stands by his assessment as accurate and fair. The president in his interview says repeatedly he never meant to retain classified documents. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 46 degrees right now. We've got mostly clear skies here in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Well, coming up this Thursday, we'll have a better idea of what's going on with Santa Rosa County and their plan to become the new home of the largest American flag in the state of Florida.
Mr. Chairman, I looked at the bid portal this morning. There's over 20 firms that downloaded the packet, expressed interest in that way, and there's two that have formalized their bid submissions. So we'll open them at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Administrative Services Director for the county, Jared Lowe, says, and he says last month, a lot of that discussion centered around the idea of using tourism tax dollars to fund the new large flag. But it remains to be seen whether they can do that or not. The county, though, is soliciting bids for a flagpole over 200 feet tall. Pensacola police investigating an officer-involved crash on Bayou Boulevard yesterday. It happened last night about 7 p.m. near Hyde Park. Witnesses tell Channel 3 a Jeep was rolled onto its side as a result of the crash. There were no life-threatening injuries so far. No information released on how the crash happened. Some new details on that homicide investigation in Escambia County yesterday.
Indication that there was a single gunshot in that area. Our deputies arrived, but we couldn't find anything. There was no indication that anyone had been shot.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, it all started with a shot spotter detecting a gunshot. Then they found a male victim in his 30s with a gunshot wound. That happened at R and Godfrey Streets. A Gulf Breeze woman will spend at least 15 years in prison after being convicted of trafficking in methamphetamine. The state attorney's office says 54-year-old Angela Anderson was found guilty in January. She was sentenced to 30 years, 15 being the minimum mandatory. Back in January of last year, PPD says they found 200 grams of meth in the center console of her vehicle. One local economist painting a picture of just how difficult it can be to find affordable housing around here. Dr. Rick Harper, he tells Channel 3 that insurance premiums are up, interest rates are up, and building costs are also way up.
The cost of delivering a new home to the marketplace is 50% higher than it was 3 or 4 years ago.
He says as recently as 2020, 80% of homes in the area were affordable to families making the median income. That number now is down to about 40%. Now, five people have died after a plane that took off from Broward County yesterday crashed in Virginia. The twin-engine Westwind Astra went down in Hot Springs. It was shortly after takeoff in Fort Lauderdale. Virginia State Police say the pilot came down short of the runway and ended up hitting trees. Four adults and a child were killed. There were no survivors in that crash. Goosebumps author R.L. Stine is headed to Northwest Florida State College in Niceville next month. The college announcing this week that Stine will be making an appearance on April 18th. Stine's books, the Goosebumps series, the third best-selling children's book series of all time. More than 400 million copies sold worldwide. Stine has also won numerous awards, including setting a Guinness World Record for having the best-selling children's book series of all time. Of course, that record was later broken by J.K. Rowling. With the Harry Potter series. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Indeed.com. We're seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 westbound going through Tiger Point and East Burgess Road, slow in both directions between Palafox and Oakfield. If you see anything else out there, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice, beautiful day today, starting off on the cooler side, warming up in the afternoon near 69 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56. For Wednesday, we will have a chance of some isolated showers, high near 72. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Looking beautiful for Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 46 degrees in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, and up to 40 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, the markets are up, but not by much. The Dow is up 2399 at 38,793.65. S&P 500 up 1196 at 51,29.90. The NASDAQ up 50.07 at 16,69.35. 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.14%. Gold prices down 15.70 today at 21.72.90. Silver prices down 21 cents at 24.50. And Bitcoin is down 209.13 this morning at 72.95.62. Speaking of Bitcoin, it's hit a record high. The cryptocurrency over $72,000. This morning, and that's just days after passing its previous all-time high of 69,000 set back in 2021, the record continuing a steady climb up for Bitcoin, which has gone up now over 50% in just the last 2 months. Inflation up again for February, slightly higher than analysts were predicting. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of the cost of goods and services, was up 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the same time last year. Elon Musk says Grok is going open source this week. The ChatGPT rival from Musk's AI startup, xAI, is available to X users who pay a $16 per month per subscription price. And xAI released Grok last year. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
We are tackling summer learning loss, turning the page on what was to nurture the world within. Gulf Coast Freedom Schools is a free 6-week summer literacy and cultural enrichment program for Escambia County students K through 8th grade. Apply online by May 31st, 2024 at gcfreedomschools.com. Class sizes are limited. We are Gulf Coast Freedom Schools, where words change worlds.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's frivolous topic comes from producer Jake, who yesterday brought up the question, and so we'll give him the credit for it. The question of the day, the frivolous topic of the day is, Do you front end pull in to the parking space, or do you back in to the parking space? Now, there's a lot of variations here. Obviously, there's into the garage if you use it for the cars for which it was built. But I'm thinking in the parking lot. The parking lot is the one that I'm thinking the most about here. So the question is, when you're at the grocery store, assuming that you're not in the angled parking scenario, because you can't really back into the angled parking, I mean, unless you create a lot of trouble. And then when you do, you've done it wrong twice, right? Because you're going through the acute angle again. But, okay, so regular parking, grid parking, 90-degree angles. Do you back in or do you pull in front ways? 437-1620, 437-1620. Jake, you asked the question. You're first. What do you think?
All right, so I have some feelings on this. okay, I pull in front. I pull in, you know, straight ahead. The reason for that is mainly because when people back into the space, they have to stop, and then if there's a parking space on both sides, which, like at church, you know, you've got parking spaces on both sides sometimes, the person behind you thinks, oh, well, they're pulling into the space on the left, so they go ahead and maybe try to get around you, but then you back up to go reverse into the space onto the right, so that causes a problem. And then it takes at least 3 to 4 tries for everybody to back into the space.
Not everybody's so skilled. At the back end. Backing into a parking space is, I got to agree with you, at least 50% harder than pulling in front ways.
Yes.
But
is it safer?
But
when you leave.
It is far, far, far safer when you're leaving because you can see. It's inconvenience on the front end in trade-off for safety and convenience and facility on the back end because, you know, you've never accidentally run over grandma backing into the space to begin with.
Well, speak for yourself.
But I have, let's see, I ran my car, my wife's car, actually, into a row of parked grocery carts that was right behind the van one time. You say, how didn't you know that was there? Shut up! Why do you take her side? You know, and I don't know how many times I've almost backed into people, whether it's the Mike Brady situation where the two people backing up against each other in the same time or that somebody's walking or whatever. It is inarguably safer to back in so as to pull front ways out. I mean, I go so far as if there's a two spaces right on, you know, in line with each other, I will pull through, right, so that I can pull out straight.
Yeah,
and yet, seeing the overwhelming logic of the back into the parking space position, let me tell you that in my entire life, I think I have never, ever one time even backed into a parking space at a parking lot. It is clearly better. It is clearly right. I will not comply. You cannot force me. Merca. 843 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, my God, the texts.
Yeah. Oh, dude, before, yeah, I was like, as soon as you asked the question.
Oh, this is great. Okay, somebody says, pull through if possible, back in so that I can pull out. Okay, so that person is committed to the safety, and I'm with you on the pull through. It really is probably just a habit. I just need to break myself of the habit. Okay, so I will tell you this. When I back into a space, I'm terrified I'm going to hit the car.
Right.
I'm never terrified I'm going to hit the car pulling in front ways or backing out. I am terrified I'm going to hit the person. And you would think rationally I'd put the person above the car. No, that's not how that works. 437-1620, somebody says, whatever is easiest. My work truck requires me to back in as much as possible. Somebody says, depending on the situation, it's going to be harder getting out. I don't know how it could ever be harder getting out. I'd be curious to know what you're thinking of there. Somebody says, people that back in make me crazy. Same with people that drive with their flashers on in the rain. But why? See, here's the thing. I think the reason that drives you crazy is because it takes time away from you behind them when the first incident takes place. But you don't think about how you have to wait for the people that are backing out. Like, if everybody in the world backed in to start, we would basically shift all of our waiting behind the people who are pulling back out to leave, and we would shift that to waiting for people who are pulling back in to start, right? I mean, it's net zero. There's no loss, except for, well, it takes long, maybe more shimmies. Maybe you could argue that.
And there's, you know, and I'm just speaking to the church parking lot as well. There's a sidewalk going into the church where people can, you know, pull up, and that's their parking spaces. When they back in, they always back in too far,
and the
trailer hitch is sticking halfway out, and, you know, mom and them's got to get by, you know.
Sometimes when you pull in, you leave it too far out. You know, you leave your butt hanging out there a little bit.
Yeah.
But mostly you're right. People are terrible about judging the distance backing in.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's fair. A lot of that's alleviated with modern backup cameras, but, no, that's certainly a point to the other. 437-1620, pull in. It's easier to access the trunk. Oh, good point at the grocery store. Yes, that's right. If you're putting your groceries in the trunk, having to, put the cart behind the front bumper and then go walk them manually back to the trunk is a little awkward.
Right,
if you've got a lift gate on the van, then you run into the issue of, did you park too close to the person behind you?
Great point.
All right. You're talking me around here. I like that. Hey, if you can find a way to convince me that what I have always done is unintentionally the brilliant move, I'm for it. Convenience and not having to change. Old dog, no new tricks. Front in is, it's easier to load packages in the back. Fair enough. Back in when possible, it's more convenient and safer when leaving. 437-1620. I pull into the space front-wise and pull all the way up so that it looks like I backed in, but I actually didn't. So you hide your car. Oh, so you're the person where when I'm driving down the row of cars, I'm like, oh, there's a space. No, it's not. You're that person. Yeah. Thanks for nothing, man. That is psychologically damaging. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, if you're on Gulf Breeze Parkway this morning, right at Village Parkway, we have an accident with unknown roadblock right now, and there may be some injuries on the scene. That has just happened. Let me look at okay, so this is going to be close to Edgewood. Looks like it's headed westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway once you get past Edgewood Drive. And then westbound on Highway 98 getting through Tiger Point and the Naval Oaks Live Preserve, we've got some slowdown there as well. Otherwise, around town, I'm not really seeing anything major. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace looks good, and I-10 and I-110 look like they're at posted speeds. If you do see anything out there, you see somebody trying to back into a space, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on
Hammer
the fives.
Hammer, don't hit them. 846 on News Radio 92.3. The question of the day is, do you... Typically, I'm thinking at a grocery store where the parking spaces are 90 degrees because with their, the 45-degree angle, the whole question is different. But do you back in or do you pull in front ways? 437-1620. I back in. It's easier with a bigger vehicle when leaving, somebody says. Back when I drove cars, I don't know how to take that. Thanks. I always pulled in front ways, I think. Oh, but I see. Got to read the rest of the comment. Now that I drive trucks, I always back in. Pulling through to be able to back out easier, or to be able to get out easier. No, that's a double win. It's easier on the front and easier on the back. Mm-hmm. Of course, that often means you have to park farther away, right? Or, what should never happen, when they've put the little concrete chocks and you can't pull through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you people. 437-1620, backup cameras have changed the parking game completely. I pull through so that I never back out if possible. I treat the whole thing like it's a drive-thru. Trucks are easier to park when you back in. Somebody says I do both. I'll back in parking lots or pull all the way through. I also drive a Yukon XI. It parks easier going backwards, and it takes me one shot, not three. I back in unless I'm getting groceries. Easier to load the trunk if the trunk is facing out. I like to back in, but I'm not very good at it. EMTs and paramedics are masters. So, no, that's true. Let's see. The flashers in the rain. Somebody mentioned that is legal now, in fact. Somebody here says, my Porsche has a frunk, which means a front trunk. So that's the solution. We should all have mid-engine vehicles, and then we can back in, and we can load groceries into the front end. No, that's good. Somebody here says, this is probably my favorite text of the day. I just shut my eyes and hope for the best. when backing with a pickup truck, it makes it harder for you to put your groceries in the back. See? Let's see. Somebody else here says, always back in when in a parking garage. Oh, that's a good one, too, in the parking garage. Yeah. Mm. And again, I just... It's what's rational versus, what I really actually do. If you have a backup camera, it's easier to back out of a space than it is to pull forward, as visibility isn't as good from the driver's seat. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Because the camera's all the way in the back bumper, and your head is, 5 feet away from the front bumper, so other cars can impede you. Look at that smart answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost inclined to tell you who it is. You'd know. Anyway, 437. That's a smart answer. That's a winning on both sides. So, but the short version is... with a backup camera, which I don't have on my old Civic, so I'll have to think about this. But thank you for turning me around on this. I like that. It makes me think about it a little bit. 849 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next home or a first home, you're trying to decide what to do, the interest rates have you scared or the market fluctuations or not have you scared, or you just, it's like first-time buyer's jitters. Like, you're not sure. Do I really want to go through with this? Is it the right thing? call Christina Leavenworth. Just talk to her. She's so easy to talk. She's so sweet, and she's so smart. And she knows the real estate market. She'll help you answer whatever questions you have. And she really genuinely wants to help you, not like do the thing that she thinks makes sense for you, but to figure out what makes sense for you, for yourself, right? And I know she's had people that they wanted to move, and she's like, I think it's better if you don't. She'll tell you if that's the case. How many times will a real estate agent tell you, you know, better off if I don't make any money off of you? Right? I mean, that's weird, but that's how she is, because she knows, like, serving people. You know, just be good to people, and, you know, the world will work out okay. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pollution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
St. Patrick's Day isn't for 5 days. I know. It is allowed to play Dropkick Murphys at other times of the year. Okay, it is allowed. Also, isn't St. Patrick's Day on Sunday this year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. We're not going to get to do it on the air. It's a little bit of a bummer. Hey, they had a conversation in the State House about this cultivated meat, you know, and a rancher stood up against them who was a representative, Dean Black, and made what I can only say are some of the worst arguments I have ever heard. Over the top, excessive use of abusive language and ridiculous extremism. And that's what I want to share with you because, man, when I find good stuff, I always like to let you hear it. So this is Dean Black, representative representing SB 1084, the ban on cultivated meat within a much broader general agricultural bill.
Cultured meat is not meat. It comes from a single cellular source. They actually can develop several lines of cells, but it in no way replicates the actual chemistry of meat. It is more of a monoculture.
And?
Cultured meat is not meat. It is a nitrogen-based cellular protein paste.
Well, who wants to eat that? That sounds terrible.
Now, it is fine for us to have research and development because our astronauts may need that one day. I think it is fine to develop moon meat. I think they can make it on the moon and export it to Mars, and it's fine to have Martian meat, too.
Good Lord.
And if you go to the moon, if you go to Mars, you should be allowed to get it there. But you sure as heck shouldn't be able to get it anywhere in this country, and sure as heck not here in Florida. And you won't hear a cattleman like me advocating for it.
It's so weird. A guy whose whole livelihood and family business depends on the cultivation and sale of traditional meat wouldn't be in favor of a competitor in the marketplace? That's so odd. Who could have expected?
Cultured meat is not meat. It is not bioidentical. It isn't even close. Cultured meat is made by man. Real meat is made by God himself.
If you love Jesus, then you better oppose cultivated meat.
So me and my earthling friends will eat real meat here on earth. And let us reserve this fantastical meat to outer space. And if you really want to try the nitrogen-based protein paste, go to California.
Yeah, go to California, you wild hippie liberal.
But look, this is really banning something more akin to Frankenstein meat. It's not only yucky, but it's the stuff of potential dietary nightmares.
Oh, God, no. And yucky.
Thank you again, Representative Alvarez, for a fantastic bill. Enjoy real meat.
Yeah, we took our jobs.
You know what I would have said if I'd have been there?
Boo! Moo!
What are you, moo? What? Okay, can I just tell you, he sounds like a fun guy. I mean, he sounds like the kind of guy you want to have a drink with. But as a neutral arbiter of the question of whether we should or should not allow the marketplace with informational labels to decide whether consumers would like to purchase alternate meat made a different way, meat without a face, so to speak, rather than his cows, I mean, yeah, not exactly the neutral, reliable arbiter. Frankenstein meat, it's like all the different things. It's God meat, it's not moon meat, it's not Martian meat, it's what earthlings eat, and more importantly,
it's not only yucky.
Like, this is, and the sad thing is that the other representatives were cheering him on in this protectionist bill, and then it passed, you know, overwhelmingly. So, yeah. Well, you know, it's entertaining, and it is another example to me of why having an overwhelming supermajority in the in any legislative body of any kind runs you the risk of doing dangerous, dumb things. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. We're seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 westbound getting through Tiger Point and really slow westbound getting in through the Oriole Beach area on Highway 98. East Burgess Road really slow in both directions between Palafox and Oakfield Road. West Kingsfield Road on Highway 297 in Cantonment. We have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there, as well as Village Parkway. This is going to be Highway 98 and Village Parkway. This is just west of Edgewood Drive, heading westbound on 98. We have a vehicle crash with injuries there. Might cause some slowdown. If you see anything out there on our roadways, you can always let us know by calling or texting 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We had a good comment here, Jake. Somebody said, cultured meat has good taste in music and wine. Nice. Somebody else says, I wonder if vegetarians or vegans would eat the man-made meat. So I would think the answer is yes. In fact, that's one of the selling points would be that you don't have to raise animals that have minds, brains, sentiments, feelings, whatever, in all the various conditions that the Petans of the world get upset about. I think they would, however, say, well, it's still derived from an animal at some point, kind of like the way a lot of, you know, pro-lifers don't like various things that might have been derived from stem cells through, you know, long ago through fetal lines. But it's an interesting question. I would think they would be on board with this as an alternative, but I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I'm not inside their mindset. 8:59 News Radio 92.3 Future News. Will Jonathan Owens receive a conviction, a ruling against him at the Ethics Commission finally?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I would like to say I hope he'll be exonerated, but I'm not sure. I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say he's not going to get any kind of a sanction against him. I'll vote that way for now.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.